picture yourself as being in a shower, and you're just washing off the day. You are washing off the day. And you may be dirtier than you think. And know the person. Okay, here we go again. You ready? We're on your page 233. And sometimes I give you the Course in Miracles definitions of the words on the page so that you get a chance to hear from another perspective. So the first paragraph starts out with a question. Do you really believe you can kill the Son of God? Well, you're the creation of God. This is a hilarious paragraph, actually. It says, God has safely hidden your real self safely within God and kept your real self far away from your destructive thoughts. But you don't know your Creator, and you really don't know yourself because of your destructive thoughts. You attack the real world every day and every hour and every minute, and yet you are surprised you can't see the real world. You attack love and peace every day and every hour and every minute, yet you're surprised you can't see peace. If you seek love in order to attack it, you will never find it. For if love is sharing, how can you find love except through love? If love is sharing, how can you find it except through itself? Offer love, offer freedom, offer peace, offer abundance, and it will come to you because it's drawn to itself. And you give it, it'll come to you because it's drawn to you. When you give it, it will come to you because it's drawn to you because you gave it. So if you give it, you're just going to attract it. If you give it, it's going to come to you. But alpha attack, keep on going off, attacking people and fussing and fighting, and love will remain hidden. Because it can only live in peace. So Course is saying that love and self that we're looking for is hiding from us. That really loving self that you hear about, that perfect self, is hiding from you. That's deep. If you attack it, it hides from you. If you attack it, it hides from you. If you offer attack, love will remain hidden because it can only live in peace. So, you have been hidden safely within your Creator, and you are being kept away from your own destructive thoughts. I'm here to tell you tonight that your destructive thoughts are being kept away from you. You are safely hidden within love, and your destructive thoughts can't get to you right now. So, here's the next paragraph. It says, God's Son is as safe as his Father, for the Son loves his Father's protection, knows his Father's protection, and can't be afraid. So that means that you are safe, you are as safe as your Creator, and your real self knows your Creator's protection, and your real self cannot fear. Your real self cannot fear because your real self knows it is protected by God. So your real self is safe because your real self knows it's protected by the Creator. And so your real self isn't afraid because your real self knows it's protected and your real self knows it's safe. So your real self isn't afraid because your real self knows that you are safe inside God. Your real self knows you are safe inside your Creator. Your real self knows that your destructive thoughts can't even reach it. So, the Course says, when you're in the middle of your Creator's love, you can tell when you're in the middle of God's love, because when you're in the middle of God's love, you experience perfect peace. And since you are in perfect peace, you need nothing, and so you demand nothing. So when you're in God's love, you feel complete peace, and you're not demanding anything, because you don't need anything. Yet that self is far from you, whose self he is. That's great. But this self I just described is a long way away from you. Isn't it interesting? He says, you know what? He says, your loving self is a long way away from you because you chose to attack it. And when you started attacking, when we started attacking ourselves, then our self disappeared from our sight. So when I criticize and judge myself all the time, I'm attacking myself. And since I'm attacking myself, my self disappeared from my sight. And now I don't see my completely loving self. That's what happens to people. Now, God didn't change, but you did. God didn't change, but you did. Love didn't change, but you did. Because a split mind and all its works, a fearful mind and all its works were not created by the Father. So everything a fearful mind does is not made by love. And if you remembered who you really are, you would forget every thought that causes you upset. When you made visible what is not true, what is true became invisible to you. But the love that we've made invisible to us is not invisible in itself. For your real self, the Holy Spirit in you, sees the love that is you with perfect clarity. The love and perfection is invisible to you because you're looking at something else. You don't see it because you're looking at something else. Yet it's no more up to you to decide what's visible than it is up to you to decide what reality is. It's not up to you to decide what the truth is, and it's not up to you to decide what is invisible. What can be seen is what the Holy Spirit sees. What can be seen is what your loving mind sees. The definition of reality is God's, not yours. God created what's real. God knows what it is. You who knew have forgotten. You have forgotten what's real. And unless your Creator had given you a way to remember, you would have condemned yourself to oblivion. If we had been given a way to remember, we would have condemned ourselves to stay in this up and down fearful state forever and continue to think of it as normal life.